Before we head into the Q&A, I just want to make a few comments about conflict style, because in Dharma and families, I think some of the conflict arises because sometimes we have different conflict styles or different communication styles. And it can be very helpful to be aware of these. There's one delineation in which they talk about five conflict styles. And I might say that with these, it's not that we only use one all the time, because we may switch back and forth among them, but there may be one that kind of is more habitual with us and that comes out especially in close relationships like with family. The first one is aggression, okay? We kind of all are aware of that when we handle conflict by being very aggressive and very controlling and domineering and really pushing to get our way. A second conflict style is avoidance, where we don't even enter into the conflict, okay? We leave the situation when we get a sense that there's going to be conflict there. Okay, we just exit. A third conflict style is accommodation, and that is going along with what the other person wants. So you've entered into the conflict, you haven't avoided it, but you know, you're kind of, you go along with what the other person wants. The fourth style is compromise, and that's where two people each gives up a little bit to come to some kind of middle point. And the fifth one is collaboration, where the two people build on each other's ideas and communicate their needs and find something that is optimally suitable for everybody. Okay, now, like I said, we may go back and forth among these, and there are certain styles that are more suitable for certain kind of conflicts, and certain styles that if we use them in other conflicts aren't very suitable. Okay, so aggression might be suitable in a situation, let's say, where there's some danger and you have to be aggressive to get out of it, okay? But it's not something that's suitable when your ultimate aim is to work together with the other person. Because if we dominate them, it's going to be difficult to work together and build on each other's ideas. Similarly, avoidance is good in situations where the relationship doesn't mean very much to us. And so rather than get embroiled in a heavy-duty conflict, you just kind of exit, you know, and it's suitable in something where the relationship isn't very important. In a relationship that is important to us, to avoid the conflict or the difference of opinions isn't so wise, because it doesn't give us the opportunity to work the situation out with the person. Accommodation is good to use in situations where, you know, it's fine with us to do something the way the other person has proposed. It might be something that we agree with anyway, and they, you know, proposed it first, so we accommodate because we agree. Sometimes we don't necessarily agree, but, you know, it's a small thing, and so the issue itself is small, but the relationship is important to us, so we accommodate to meet the needs of the, you know, the wishes of the other person. So it's suitable in those situations. But in a situation where the issue itself is important to us and the relationship is important to us, then to accommodate doesn't work, because we just give in and give in and give in to a point where, you know, we can't tolerate it anymore. And then often we explode and go to the aggressive one, Okay? And so the aggressive one is suitable when the content, when the issue is important to us, but the relationship isn't. Okay? But, okay, so you see, we're kind of going between the issue and the relationship. When the issue is important, the relationship isn't. You know, like in a danger situation, aggression might be appropriate, yeah? When the issue is, you know, maybe important, but the relationship, well, when neither of them are important, neither the issue nor the relationship, then, you know, avoiding the conflict. Yeah. If the relationship is important but the issue isn't, then accommodating is suitable. Okay? But if the relationship is important and the issue is important and we just give in and give in and give in, it's not going to work. Yeah. Compromise is suitable when the relationship is slightly important and the issue is slightly important. You know, neither of them are major, neither of them are non-existent. And so we each side gives in a little bit. This isn't always the ultimate. We sometimes think of compromise as the ultimate way of solving something. But sometimes we compromise when, you know, it's not really necessary because there could be a better, you know, resolution of the conflict. So if you have the example of two sisters quarreling over an orange, okay, and there's one orange, so it's a fixed pie, and if, you know, one sister gets it, the other one doesn't. So they, you know, they're quarreling over who gets it, and then they decide to compromise, so they cut the orange in half, and each one gets half. But then later they find out that one sister wanted the rind of the orange in order to make a cake, and the other sister wanted the juice of the orange in order to drink it. So compromising actually wasn't the best way to handle it, because they only wound up with half of what they wanted. Whereas if they had been able to communicate with each other what it was they wanted, one of them would have gotten all of the rind for the cake and the other one would have gotten all of the pulp for her orange juice. You see what I mean? Yeah? Whereas when we don't communicate our needs very well, then sometimes we compromise where there could have been a better situation. Collaboration is good when the relationship is important and the issue is important to us. And the collaboration involves a lot of communication. So, you know, each side has to communicate what their needs are, you know, and how they're looking at the situation. So it might take a little bit more time to collaborate because we have to communicate, which means we have to be clear ourselves about what it is that we're really seeking, and then be able to tell the other person and be able to listen to them as they tell us what it is that they're really seeking. Mm-hmm. And so collaboration then is we're building on top of each other's ideas, or we're looking at a situation for the best resolution for everybody. Sometimes the example is given in a conflict. We think conflict means, you know, you're on one side of the table and I'm on the other side of the table and we're fighting over the thing that's in the middle. Okay, because I want it and you want it and I want my way and you want your way. If you get your way, I can't get my way. So we're sitting on opposite sides and we're fighting over who gets what's in the middle. Another way to see conflict is to see both of us on the same side of the table looking at the problem in front of us. And I think that image of conflict can be much, you know, much more helpful to us, because then instead of a combative thing of us fighting what's in the middle or fighting over the problem, we're sitting side by side and we're looking at the problem. And we're realizing that to deal with the problem, both of us are going to somehow have to have some of our needs or some of our wishes met. You know? And so we're trying to work together to find a solution to the difficulty that is in front of both of us. So we're working together instead of working against each other. Yeah. Now, very often, we haven't been taught a lot of good conflict skills as kids. You know, it's like I was saying the other day, we kind of copy our parents and maybe they didn't have good conflict skills, or we watch TV and they don't have very good conflict skills on TV. So it can, really take some effort to think about different conflict styles and look inside and see which style we fall into when, and if we're really using the most appropriate style for the type of conflict that's going on, and then do some revision. And like I said, if we can communicate with the other person and really, sometimes physically sit on the same side of the table and look at the problem and say, how are we going to work this out? Yeah? And that's good to do, like I said, when the relationship and the issue are very important to us.